a great thing. I'm more happy for my kids. My kids are going to enjoy this. They're going nuts right now. They really
are.
Well,
they get to finally experience some of that with you because they were either really young or maybe they weren't even born yet in some cases when you were actually playing. So now they get to kind of relive some of those moments and those highlights with you.
Absolutely. And for them to step out on the field, David, you know, it's almost when the fans cheer in that whole deal, it's almost like you lose your breath. And so they're going to be able to experience that whole deal out there on the field and the feeling of being on the field and all the fans. And that's going to be the most exciting part for me.
So is that going to be more nerve-wracking for you to be back out on the field in that circumstance rather than getting ready to field a punt and return it and turn on those electric jets?
Well, I'm more comfortable returning punts. Believe that. I really am. I'm comfortable.
Do you have to speak? Do you have a speaking part on Sunday?
Thank you.
Is that the speech? Is that our preview?
That's the speech.
Oh, I know you have more than that. I know you can say more than that.
I can, David. I really will. I'm certainly going to thank the fans here in Denver, Colorado, the Rocky Mountain region. When I got here in 1975, David, I didn't really understand what Denver was all about. I didn't even know they had a team. And so when I got here and I played my first game against Kansas City, who we're playing this weekend, the fans here, by far, anywhere in any stadium, are the best. The best.
It inspired you.
They inspired me tremendously. Tremendously. Old Mile High, man, was the place, man.
That's fun.
Can you talk about the special relationship you and your teammates had with the fan base? I'm not sure that special bond, maybe in Green Bay. And I still think the Bronco fans love their town. But you guys, your group was together for a while. Was that a special time to be playing?
It was a special time. You know why it was special? Once again, you were coming out of the early 70s where there wasn't a lot of winning going on. Oakland Raiders, they were handing the Broncos their butt. Kansas City were beating them. San Diego. Denver was that middle-of-the-road team trying to find that identity. Just a cow town. Howard Cosell said that on TV. Man, Denver Broncos, yeah, they're in that cow town, Denver, Colorado. Then in 1977, when we overcame a tough schedule that we had the toughest schedule, David, in the National Football League that year. We had changed coaches. We had changed our offensive line. New players were coming in. So they weren't expecting our Denver Bronco team at that particular time to do very well. They had us middle to the bottom of the standings. And so we ran off six straight, beating the Oakland Raiders after 13 seasons. Now all of a sudden, man, people are starting to feel it. We go 6-0. Then we go 12-2. And then we make it to the Super Bowl, beating the two previous Super Bowl teams, which was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Oakland Raiders, who were the champions at that time.
Wow, fantastic story. Go back to that point that you made in 1975 when you came out to Denver. You didn't even know hardly anything about the Broncos.
I had no understanding. Look, when I got drafted, I was at the University of Minnesota. Out of the University of Minnesota, I was a fourth-round draft choice. Tony Dungy was my quarterback at the University of Minnesota at that time. So when I get the call, I'm thinking it's maybe Minnesota because I went to school there, played there. I thought it would maybe be Kansas City because I wanted Kansas City. And Pittsburgh had come and, you know, put me through the rigors and that whole deal. And then the Denver Broncos, Fred Gehrke calls and says, "You're coming to the Denver Broncos." And I'm like, the Denver Broncos, Tony Dungy runs in. You know, he's smart and intelligent. He grabs a map. He folds it out. He's, like, looking at it, and everybody's like, "Denver, man, what the heck?
Where's Denver?
Where's Denver, man?
How far west
they
we got
a
go?
Team?" And I said, "Oh, my gosh." But let me tell you, when I flew in and had my opportunity to sit down with the Denver Broncos and saw those beautiful mountains out there, and I had a chance, man, to experience the fans, the fan base here, I said, I'm in heaven. This is the right place for me to be.
So Denver didn't even work you out prior to the draft?
Did not work me out.
You had no idea that they were looking your way?
Had no idea. Here's how it happened. Coach Doc Urich, who was the coach here, he was one of the scouts, and he went and he scouted the Big Ten. And so he had a chance to see me play, and then I went to the Hula Bowl and had a chance to play in the Hula Bowl and did pretty well. He came back and told John Ralston and the organization they should take me. And then everybody was like, "Man, he's too little. We shouldn't take him. We don't need a kick returner or a wide receiver. We need to get somebody else." Doc Urich said this. He says, "Let me give you some information. That young man right there, he will end up being, and I'll bet you everybody a steak dinner that he'll be Offensive Rookie of the Year." and I ended up being the offensive rookie of the year in 1975.
And he won a steak
dinner. And he won a steak dinner.
Did you get to go enjoy it with him? He sure
well
with
him. No, he didn't give me any of it. He just said, Rick, go to work. I said, okay. Absolutely. So
it's so funny. I've heard so many of these guys say that same thing. Even Randy Gradishar, he had no idea he was coming to Denver. Denver was just sneaky and scouting guys like that.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, they were able, man, to pick guys that people didn't really know about. But they did a good job as far as scouting to fit and plug in the guys that they needed at that particular time.
See, that was back in the day when you could really throw a smoke screen.
Right.
And the other team might go for it.
Yep.
To keep them off your guy that you really want.
That's
you
right.
You can't get away with that now.
That's right, man. That's for sure. But you know what? It was the best thing to happen to me. And I tell folks this. God had his plan, man, for me from day one. And he put me in the right place for me to be able to succeed and also to help a football team and bring a city together when we went to the Super Bowl in 1977-78.